The Parnell administration is poised to introduce oil tax reform legislation again. Previous attempts have failed to gain enough support to pass the state legislature. The new bill was previewed for the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce yesterday. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, it incorporates some ideas raised in recent years' discussions.
Alaska's current oil tax system allows companies to buy down their liability with infrastructure investment, but it also ups taxes at high oil prices, something the governor argues is stalling new production. Deputy Revenue Commissioner Bruce Tangeman says a bill planned for release next week by the governor doesn't throw out the current ACES system, but tweaks it to up oil output.
How do we tie those tax credits to production? And that's really what the bill is going to be focusing on is bringing down the progressivity to realign that, but also realigning the tax credits so they're not as harmful to the state up front, realizing that we have to give something back on the higher end to the companies in the out years.
Tangeman says the bill has not been finalized, so he cannot provide any specifics. He says it taps input from the last couple of years' oil tax debate, as well as from other states like North Dakota that have begun outproducing Alaska due to a boom in shale oil production. Shale oil is being investigated on the North Slope, and it's pointed to by some as a way to stem a long-trending production decline. But Tangeman says the drilling-intensive development will be tougher in Alaska.
In North Dakota, you can drive to every square block of the state, back a truck up, start drilling. The regions they're looking at on the North Slope, there's no roads at all. So if you look in North Dakota and Texas, it's like a checkerboard almost, and you can see drill rigs off on the horizon. So the first challenge is, how are we going to physically get this checkerboard of drill rigs out into the tundra?
Tangeman says shale oil development may not happen with Alaska's production tax and credit system, but that doesn't mean he's down on the potential for new oil production. He says the state has massive undeveloped and undiscovered oil sources, many conventional, and that warrants a tax model that allows high crude prices and big industry profits to drive production at the sacrifice of a shorter-term state revenue bonanza. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.